Now we're going to talk about something that really hits us where we live, the way we eat. You've probably noticed that food, how it's prepared and where it comes from, and even how it is grown or raised, has become a serious issue. And that is due in no small part to Mark Bittman. In cookbooks, newspaper columns, and online videos, Mark Bittman has become a national advocate for simple, healthful, environmentally responsible food. His biggest platform might have been his regular opinion column for the New York Times, where, for the past 5 years, he's written about everything from higher wages for food workers to improving the U.S. school lunch program. In September, though, Bittman announced that he is putting down his pen, if not his fork, to join a California food startup, and we wanted to talk to him about that. Mark Bittman joins us now. Welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Really happy to be here and quite flattered. Thank you.
Well, thank you. And I'm going to start by asking, why did you become a food writer?
This goes back 35 years. I started cooking when I was in college and worked for a community newspaper for a long time. And then when I decided to try to make a living writing, no one was interested in anything I wrote about until I started writing about food. That's the truth.
How did you then incorporate your interest in things like sustainable agriculture and public health? It sounds to me like you were actually always interested in those issues. You just didn't have a vehicle for writing about it.
Well, that's kind of right. I was always interested in, let's say, progressive issues, but it did take me a long time to see how food fit into the big picture. And I think it started to become more obvious to me in the late 90s, early 2000s. And I saw that the sort of standard American diet was nutritionally problematic and that it was unfair in many ways and that the food system was flawed in many ways. And as those thoughts started to gel and come together, I thought, well, I should write about this stuff. And who better to write about it for than the Times?
You know, you're clear in the column and you make it a point to say that you are not the only person who had these insights. But I'd still like to hear from you about when you started to connect the dots, you know, as we say, that we look at the American diet and you look at all these issues and see that they were of a piece. Do you remember what it is that unlocked this for you?
I do. A couple things happened. One is that I became middle-aged or maybe even late middle-aged, and it was clear that not paying attention to how and what I ate was having a personal impact. But the other was that there was a UN report called Livestock's Long Shadow, which identified industrial production of livestock as one of the major contributors to greenhouse gas production and global warming. And that gave me pause. That made me think, I need to go in this other direction. This is really important. This is a calling in a way. This is the place where agriculture, nutrition, diet, health, and so on, all come together.
You know, a lot of people, whenever you sort of try to change something like the school lunch program or even make suggestions about the kinds of ingredients people should eat or move toward a more plant-based diet, some people get really angry. I'm just curious, what's your take on why that is?
We have created an environment that encourages the consumption of bad food. So you're swimming in that environment. And as, you know, the fish is unaware of the water, we're unaware of the fact that everywhere we go, we are encouraged to eat junk food and industrially raised animal products and so on. So, you know, we want the illusion of choice, but it is an illusion. If you go into a supermarket and some large percentage of the things in that supermarket really don't meet the dictionary definition of food and often come closer to the dictionary definition of poison, and I can cite those definitions, the good choices are not the easy choices. It's the harmful choices that are the easy choices.
I do have to ask, though, after 5 years of thinking very deeply about all the implications of preparing food and now thinking about how it's sourced and grown and raised and so forth like that, are you largely optimistic or are you pessimistic?
I am optimistic. Things have gotten better. We have passed the low point. More people are paying attention. More people know about eating better. You know, I hope that that will snowball and we'll see that our health improves as a result and our negative impact on the environment decreases as a result, and that we'll see that a better food system is a great thing for all of us.
Mark Bittman, until last month, he was the opinions food columnist for the New York Times, and he joined us from their studios in New York. Mark Bittman, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks, Michelle, and congrats and good luck.